3. Marin had hung amber-colored curtains over the windows so that the light turned her room warm and honey gold. We strung red fairy lights around the top of the ceiling, just beneath the molding, then stepped back to take in the effect. "I like it. Elegant and welcoming," I said. "Did you bring your stars?" she asked.
"Of course I did."
Marin had given me a set of glow-in-the-dark stars to stick on my ceiling when she moved into her first apartment, sending them completely out of the blue. What she had called a reverse housewarming present had broken through 4 years of silence and helped us start talking again. I had put them up in every one of my bedrooms since. "They're arranged in constellations and everything."
"Your favorite mythologies, all set out on the ceiling."
Marin folded herself onto the bed, then began sewing the ribbons on a new pair of point shoes.
"Just like you always said you would have."
"Rearranging the stories so the ones that should be next to each other are," I said.
"You used to tell me stories about the stars when we were kids," she said, not looking up from her sewing. "When I couldn't sleep. About the two princesses who lived in the star palaces. Remember?"
They had a constellation carousel to move the sky into place for their adventures. I pressed the heel of my hand against my chest, soothing the ache of the memory.
"I loved those stories. Did you ever think about writing them down? I mean, not to sell or anything. I know that's not the kind of thing you write now. But, like, just to have?"
She snipped the thread and picked up the other shoe. "They were more just things for you, not for writing down," I said. "I had, though. My first semester away at Blackstone, when I still thought she wanted me to come home for Christmas. I had been planning on giving them to her then. Instead, nothing but silence from her, and the beginning of our years of separation. They were packed away with everything else I had put in storage. I didn't want them, but couldn't bring myself to destroy my own work. They weren't ever meant to be for publication, and no, I didn't apply here with Star Princess Stories."